Did you know that every night you can see the work of six Indigenous artists projected onto the sails of the Sydney Opera House? It's called Badu Gili, and you're hearing The Soundscape by Damien Robinson. It's a fantastic opportunity to see works connecting to stories from right around our nation, and one of the artists is Central Arunta and Mudbara elder Patricia Ansell Dodds.
Hello.
So, Pat, thank you for doing this interview. Can you describe the works that you made that are now being projected onto the Sydney Opera House?
That's my culture. I painted that about 10 years ago. Because I am Arunta, Central Arunta from Alice Springs region, and I am also a Mudjeda, just north of Alice Springs. I have been very lucky to paint the way I do of my culture, because being a desert Indigenous person of Australia, it is so important that we tell our story in the whole way. And I have been doing that. I need to express myself in my artwork and share my culture so that my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren can understand who they are and where they came from. The artwork is like you're looking down on the earth, and the U-shape are people, because that's your bottom and legs when you're sitting on the ground. And the red earth is what surrounds us in the center. I felt at that time that it was very important that I share it. When we see things, when we go through Central Australia and look around, all the stories of my country that has been handed back for me from my grandparents to my aunties, and to me that's very important and very sacred that I keep doing what I am doing today.
Pat, how old were you when you first started to paint?
I must have been about in my 50s.
Why did you start?
I have a brother who passed away now. He was an actor and an artist, and his name was Ronald Ansell. He was my young brother, and he used to paint about our sacred sites, our hills, our very important stories of Central Australia. And then he died, and I felt in my heart that I needed to keep painting our stories. He started it, and I wanted to keep going with it.
Who taught you to paint?
I did myself. But I was very lucky, but I had aunties that shared the stories and told me the stories, so that's why I've been able to do it.
Pat, this might seem like a strange question, and please forgive me from a white English background I come from. But I was really, really so struck by you saying that you see your country in dots, that yes. You paint your country in dots, and that's how you see it. So when you look at your country, do you see it almost as if it's a painting?
Yeah. Because when you go through different ceremonies in the bush as a woman and as young men do, everybody, you know, when you get certain ages, and then you see another side of our culture. Yeah, see things quite different.
Mm. Wow. How incredible, you know, for somebody coming from my culture, just to have that little insight into your culture. So thank you, Pat. You know, when your works were projected onto the Sydney Opera House,
yeah.
What was your reaction? Like, it must have just to see them in that kind of 3D aspect as well, and projected rather than being an actual piece of artwork, you know, in a physical kind of way.
I had my grandchildren with me and my daughter. I was just shocked. It looked beautiful, the way they'd done it. And how they put it together was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I've seen a little bit here in Alice Springs because of the Pachama Festival that we have in Alice. They have lights on the hill here, Mount Gillen. and then lights on the ground and that. And I've had a couple, about three paintings here in Alice through the lights. But that was extraordinary, seeing it on the roof, the opera house like that, and the way they did it, formatted it all. I was just amazed.
Yes.
And for so many people to be able to see that, that's really, really interesting.
Yes. And so all those people, you know, Australians, but also a lot of tourists from all around the world, they now have this tiny little insight into your culture. Do you feel that that makes a difference in terms of people understanding your culture and respecting it more?
Yes, I think it does, because this country, we see another side of it than what the English came here and walked around and took over it. But we still see it as it originally was, and the stories which connect to us. And we're not going to change. I think that's the best thing, that we promote our work like the Opera House, and it shows the rest of Australia and other people around the world that we have one of the oldest cultures in the world, and we are still here doing what we need to do in our country.
What would you like to see changed in the art world within Australia to prevent the sale of inauthentic Australian art?
It should stop, because they're trying to promote something that they don't know nothing about and are using it to get money. One of the big things that happened here in Central Australia was a famous artist, old Albert Namatjira, had no right, copyright to his paintings, and neither did his family. And it's recently they fought in shows all around Australia promoting the copyright that their grandfather had, and they wanted it back. And one of those grandchildren was who I call my sister, and she told me about it, and was a deadly artist too. She painted the same style as her grandfather. And after the fighting, they was rewarded back the copyright to their family. And I was so pleased for that family. This has to stop. We, the owners of the copyright to our work, nobody else owns it. And I do understand what people, how people get ripped off. And they do not get the money that they're worth when somebody else sells it, the painting, for a hell of a lot of money, and they don't get anything out of it, even today. And that's not right.
Pat, absolutely. And thank you so much for your opinion about that. And thank you for coming on to The Art Show. It's been a great privilege to speak to you. And congratulations on your Sydney Opera House art projections. They are truly exquisite.
Yeah, I just put in for the John Finch Award.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just waiting to see how I go.
Oh, when are you going to find out?
Next month. Yeah, in about a week or two.
Okay, I'm going to look out for that, Pat, and I'll give you a call.
That'll be good.
Wonderful.
Just waiting to see, yeah.
Pat Ansell-Dodds, thank you so much for coming onto The Art Show.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Patricia Ansell-Dodds there. And if you'd like to see the projection presentation Badu Gili on the sales of the Sydney Opera House, you can head down every day at sunset and then again at 9 p.m. all year round. It's 7 minutes well spent, 7 minutes to see an eternity.